slope that reached to the, you see the shrub sticking out of the wall? This was then the level, the surface. Look how far down Israel was digging in 40 years in order to reveal what was here before. Everything around here will be some of the palaces from the 8th century of the Arabs who ruled Jerusalem then. And look now, some say, by the way, that at the times of Muhammad, this was the level of the city, of the surface then. And again, there were more rebels, always there was something that accumulates to become higher. And so this was an arch. Here, the picture shows it. You see, the one stone of this arch is sticking out of the wall. And this was the arch that on top was a gate, under the window there now. You see the window?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Under the window was a gate, and the priests could walk from the Jewish quarter now over there, where the flag on top of the building there, they could walk, and there was a bridge beside, and they could walk straight to the place of priesthood. And you see, this staircase was leading on the stones over there, on the lintel stone and the other stones, which were shops underneath. Look how wide was the promenade. Look how wide was the promenade. This was a promenade that one could walk all the way down to the city of David, to the pools that David mentioned to you before, that will start from the site where they will, you know, before coming to the temple, you have to clean. So they will take a ritual bath, and they will change clothes, and they will be in a very joyous mood, and that's how they will climb to the temple. The very dramatic place here is the stones that you see, the stones, they fell from the higher part of the wall, and they are still standing in the very same place where they fell down from the wall 2,000 years ago. And you see, from the pressure of the stones that fell from the top of the wall, look how the surface bent. And one of the stones that was found here, this is a replica, the original is in Israel, in the Jerusalem Museum, says the Beit HaTikvah. Here, you see, this is on the stone here, it says to the house of the trumpeting. And on top, by the way, the end of the wall will be about the size of to the place where now you see the top of the tree. You see a green tree there?
Yeah.
This will be how high the wall was. And there on top on the corner, there will be the house of the trumpeting to announce the Shabbat, to announce the holidays. And then they will start to light torches in order to, on top, like the Indian torches, to send the message. It will take 2 days to reach the furthest communities in Babylonia. And that's why in the diaspora, what we call across outside of Israel, the Jewish people will celebrate holidays 2 days, while here it is celebrated 1 day. So there's more to see here, and there's so much to experience, but we are on our
time schedule,
and we need to go to be there at 11:30.
Take a look, folks, and see those huge Herodian stones that are left here from the time of Jesus. This wall was here at the time of Jesus, remember, exactly as you see it now. This is the continuation of that same western wall where we were this morning. You see, you take away that bridge, that connects with the other one, and this street is probably the street on which Jesus walked from the house of Caiaphas when they took him in the morning to Pilate. Okay, we will be at the Antonia Fortress on Saturday, and that street goes all the way to the Antonia Fortress.
And the technique of laying the stones here, the stone, the wall, will be one stone like this thing here, and another stone of the same size will be laid this way. And that's how some of them are so wide that everything that happened in Jerusalem, the fire and the destruction and the earthquakes and everything and the wars, did not disturb or did not damage this wall where the Shekinah is. Shekinah means the presence of God, the glory of God. And that's where God dwells. That's why you put these petitions, the wishes, the prayers into the cracks of the wall, hoping that it will come through. By the way, nothing is thrown away. All these, petitions and prayers that people put into the wall, wishes, it is, if it falls down or if it is collected because of weather, if it falls down, then they will collect them and they will put them in a geniza, in an archive. They bury them in a human manner somewhere around here.
Also the one from Obama?
Yeah.
Abomination.
Abomination, right.
Okay.